takes a lot of work, takes a lot of money. If you have any ability to donate, God bless you guys. Something wonderful is going to happen to you today.
Climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This
change... Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Ooh, I had my mic shut off. Here I am talking to myself, and they had to tell me. Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Rodden. Welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How you doing today, huh? I'll tell you, it's a great life if you don't weaken. We aren't going to weaken either, I'm telling you. I can guarantee you that we're not going to weaken at all. We can't. We have to fight back. So I think I got another little clip I want to play to kind of set the tone for today's conversation. And I have another great guest lined up as well. And he actually called in, so that's a good thing. We've actually got the guest who I planned on having on the show today actually remembered, so that's good. And so I think what we'll do is we'll play the clip first. That'll kind of set the tone for today. So let's go with the clip, please.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did.
Well, everybody, I think that, you know, a lot of people would interpret that those words out of that character in that movie, and everybody knows what that the name of that movie is. Everybody would interpret those words as, oh, someone's like inciting people to riot, right? You know, this whole code red stuff. And you know what? I think that those words incite people to freedom because I think those words are very inspirational because I think those words kind of sum it all up, don't they? That some of us are either going to be panty wastes and do absolutely nothing, little sheep who, like you see those commercials for the razors where the men are shaving the hair off their arms, and they're shaving the hair off their chest, and they're clipping their nose hairs, and they're clipping the hair on their ears. Please, you got that hair on your arms and on your chest for a reason, guys. I got news for you. And you're not supposed to be clipping it unless you want to be a panty waste, which is what they want to make you into. See, I don't want you to be panty wastes. I'm giving you permission to be men. I am. I'm telling you, listen, you can be men again. You got permission. It's 2011. Time to take them back. Be men. So I'm suggesting I incite you to freedom. I'm not interested in inciting you to riot. I'm inciting you to stand up for yourself. Like, look at, here we got Texas burning up, right? Texas is burning up. And then some of those schmucks from the federal government came in down there and told volunteer firefighters that they had to, they didn't give them permission. Therefore, they can't help fight the fires. Are you kidding me? At least there was a handful of them who said, I don't care what you tell me. I'm going to fight the fires anyway. Well, you know what? My guest who comes on and talks about the Constitution all the time, William Taylor Ryle, always says the thing we need to do is just say no. And you know what? He's right. The thing the firemen need to do down in Texas who drove for hours all night long to come and help fight these fires that are burning out of control in the state of Texas is just say no. Say no to these schmucks who are coming in there and telling you, oh, no, you can't fight the fires. We didn't authorize it. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? America, stop shaving your chest hair and your arm hair and find them and take them back, please. Are you kidding me? This we can't allow to continue because this is what they're going to do to you. They're going to make you all into a bunch of panty wastes where the men look like women and we all wear the same shoes and the same clothes and the same shirts. Please, that's not what nature designed. It didn't make you the same for a reason. So figure it out and start saying no. Like some of those courageous firefighters didn't back down. They said, What are you nuts? I'm going to let my state burn because you schmucks are telling me I can't fight the fire? Please, please. Is this not ridiculous? It's absolutely nonsense. Listen, on that cue, it's a cue music. We're going to break. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. I'll be back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with me.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, where the truth is redistributed one word at a time. And I'm telling you that all you're ever going to hear out of my mouth and out of my guest's mouth is the truth, because we're not hope hustlers here. We're not wordsmiths. We're not going to manipulate you with lies like these schmucks who were telling firefighters to back off. Oh, let it burn, because we didn't give permission, please. Pound salt. Tell them to go pound salt. That's what the American people need to do. Listen, we're not going to have a code red. We're going to have a code green, because we're going to go after these green Nazis who are doing these kinds of crazy things. And you know what this is all about? You want to know why they're allowing it to burn? Because it's part of the larger agenda. All of this stuff that you see taking place in this country that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever is all part of this agenda to force you to live in a green ghetto, to drive you off your land, to allow fires to burn, to tell you you can't rebuild your house after it burns down. They won't give you a permit. Or if your well runs dry, you can't dig another well. This is what this is all about, that they won't allow you to cut the brush down that adds fuel to the fire. It's all part of this agenda. These aren't conspiracy theories. These are facts. These people are conspiring together to deny you your freedom and liberty. And I am telling you, just like William Taylor Ryan always says, to just say no. Listen, all of those firefighters in Texas, you need to just say no to these federal schmucks who are telling you, let your towns burn, please. Nonsense. Absolutely nonsense. How about those planes that they won't allow them to fly because, gee, the pilots of the DC-10s that would help fight the fires, well, you know, they've flown too many hours. There's nobody else out here who knows how to fly a DC-10, please. In fact, who's that Hollywood star? I think he's got a DC-10. John Travolta. Maybe he could give a little bit back to the community. Maybe if he really wanted to help out his fellow Americans. I don't know if he's one of these leftists or not. You don't hear too much about him, but he knows how to fly DC-10s. Maybe he'd volunteer to come and fly. Maybe he doesn't have too many hours clocked in the air so that he can't fly planes. Are you kidding me? Rome is burning and we're gonna spit on it to put it out? Please, wake up, America. I'm telling you. And, you know, there's a couple other things I want to say, and then I want to bring my guest on today. But, you know, we've been told all our lives, oh, you can't fight City Hall. Can't fight City Hall. No, no, no. Oh, there's nothing you can do. Can't fight City Hall, right? You want to know why those can't fight City Hall, those four words, were ever strung together in the first place? Because they wanted you to back down. They wanted to manipulate you into thinking, to coerce you into thinking that, oh, you can't win against City Hall, so why even bother? I'll just sit on my couch. I'll watch a little TV. That's all. Because you can't fight them, right? Well, yeah, you can, actually. See, that's the big hustle they've been hustling you with all these decades. And we've all believed it. I have. I know I had. I can't fight City Hall. Why bother? They're all corrupt. Why bother? Well, you know what? You can fight them. Because there are more of us than them. See, we really can beat these people. We just got to start standing up and saying no. And I'll tell you something else, too, that they've always told us. Don't talk about religion. Don't discuss politics. Well, where would we be today if the Founding Fathers found it was necessary to not discuss the politics of the day? If they said, oh, well, we better not discuss how we feel about the King of England and this taxation and that stuff. No, ooh, we better not talk about it. Don't talk about it, okay? Oh, no, don't discuss it because people's feathers might get ruffled. Please, you know why they told us this crap? Because they don't want us discussing what it is they're doing. That's why. That's why in all the bars you've ever sat in your life or anywhere you've ever been, you've heard this, oh, don't discuss religion or politics because people's feathers get ruffled. Well, maybe if we had been discussing these issues long before now, maybe we would have figured out a lot sooner than we are today what these schmucks have been up to for decades, and we would have been able to stop them sooner than what's happening today. What do you think, huh? Maybe? I think so. I think maybe if we had been discussing these issues instead of shying away from them because we were manipulated by them into thinking, oh, you can't fight City Hall. We don't want to ruffle feathers. You don't want to have a disagreement with someone over religion or politics. Don't say anything. Mum's the word. Well, you know what? I don't think mum's the word is working too well anymore. And I'm going to say no more mum's the word. I want you to stand on the rooftops and I want you to scream just like that clip I played the other day from that movie Network. You're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore. I want you to get mad, America. I truly do. I want you to stand up for freedom and liberty. Unless you want to be a slave, and I think most Americans don't. I don't think most Americans are sheep. I really don't. Not when they're given the choices, not when they're really told what's in their future, what they're really looking at. I think if you tell Americans, hey, kids, this is what awaits you in the future. You want that for your kids? Huh? Do you? Do you want that for your kids? No, I don't think so. I think most Americans are going to say, no, I don't think so. That's what I think. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe time will prove me wrong. And we'll all just go gently into that good night. However, I think that we won't. That is my goal with my radio show, to make sure that we don't. Anyway, the call-in number today, if you would like to join this conversation, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. I always link to all of my guest websites under the tab entitled podcast. And I've got a lot of good information on my website, none of which that I've written. I link to people who've spent their time trying to put information out there so we would read it and we'd wake up. That we would extract our head out of certain body orifices that we have had it stuck in for so long. So my guest today is one of those individuals, and his name is William Kay, and he actually lives up in Canada. And he has a website with a lot of very well-researched articles on it, and his website is called Ecofascism. And if you would like to go there, the address is ecofascism.com. And my guest this morning, William Kay. Hey, William, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I've had a lot of coffee today, and I think I need to add a little bit more caffeine to the mix. I haven't had enough. I am surviving the rain. I think I'll build a ark. We're going to need one up here where I am. It's raining cats and dogs, I'll tell you.
Not here, not a cloud in the sky.
Well, I wish I could direct this rain down to Texas and help out all those firefighters down there trying to fight Mother Nature. But anyway, unfortunately, I can't do that. So anyway, William, I don't even know how I had stumbled on your website, but I'm certainly glad I did. And I know everybody listening, when they check it out, you've got a ton of really interesting articles on there. What made you decide to put your website Ecofascism together? And why do you call it Ecofascism?
Well, I believe that the environmental movement is the descendant of the fascist movement. There is an overwhelming amount of evidence to that effect. I've been researching this topic for well over 10 years. I used to do a radio show in Vancouver.
Okay.
I was driven off the air after a couple of years. I was interviewing a lot of the leading enviro-skeptics, and the environmental movement literally took over the station eventually to get me off the air, and it was a multi-year struggle, and they ultimately succeeded in doing that, and it was messy, and it was, you know, there were full-page articles in the daily papers about it, but they did succeed in getting me off the air. But that did not win me over to their cause by any stretch. And
hardly.
I continue to do more research on the topic. You know, it's something that we really need to know. This is the main struggle of our time. This social movement is struggling to gain hegemony, you know, to really secure its control over the state. It hasn't done that yet. We're in a situation now where they've established various beachheads within the government structure, but they've never really foreclosed on it and really gotten themselves sort of control of the state that they would like. They came very close in America in the first 2 years of the Obama administration. If you look at the initial legislation that was rushed through when the Democrats controlled both houses there, that was very much the green agenda, and you're still suffering because of that. As I point out on my website, you know, the Third Reich, the Nazi regime, was the greenest regime the world has ever seen. All the leading Nazis were raving environmentalists and ecologists, and they rushed through all sorts of animal rights and nature protection legislation. And their vision was to decimate Eastern Europe and convert it all into vast wilderness parks and estates for the aristocracy and hunting grounds and what have you. They were planning to kill well over 100 million people in order to return Eastern Europe into this vast wilderness. They were wall to wall. The Nazi cabinet were ecologists. They came very close to imposing strictly organic agriculture over the whole of the Third Reich. They eventually voted it down at a cabinet meeting, which was contentiously fought, because some of the elements of the Nazi regime realized that this would undermine the war effort and this would undermine their ability to feed the troops if they switched to that kind of agriculture. But the word organic, as in organic foods, is actually an invention of the Nazi agricultural minister, Walter Dare. There's an excellent book about him, which I review on my website, called The Founder of the Green Movement, Richard Walter Dare. And he survived the war, only did a few years in jail, although he was a serious war criminal. And he had the last years of his life writing under a pseudonym, promoting organic agriculture and other environmental issues. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to interject something here talking about organic agriculture. I was talking to a nitwit on the weekend, and she was talking about how, well, we should have, you know, she was all into this whole sustainable development crap, whether she realizes it or not. We should have all these organic farms, and we shouldn't use pesticides or anything. Well, I can tell you the success rate I had with my tomatoes in the garden, William, we're not using any pesticides. Probably three quarters of the tomatoes were eaten by bugs. So the success rate of growing vegetables or growing anything without any kind of pesticides, it's not going to feed too many people, is it? It's not going to work out too well. There'll be a lot of people starving.
On my website, on the right-hand column, is a series of book condensations that I've written. One of them is a review of Professor DeGregory's Agricultural and Modern Technology, and he, you know, goes into great detail showing all the problems of the organic agriculture. It's really a joke. And he's a professor from the great state of Texas. So if anyone wants to get the lowdown on what a fraud that organic agriculture is, they should check that out. And when he points out that, you know, residual pesticides, you know, with the trace amounts of these industrial pesticides that you find in your food, this is not a health problem in America or Canada. Nobody is going to the hospital because of this. On the other hand, organic or naturally occurring microorganisms like botulism and that, one of the major health problems in America. If you check out who's going to emergency wards for food poisoning, they're not there because they had trace amounts of pesticides in their diet. They're there because they've had some sort of microorganism in their diet. And organic food is covered with manure. A lot of these organic farms have been associated with serious health problems because they're really filthy operations.
Well, look at William, how they want to have you use your own urine and feces. And I was looking at some website promoting this green ideology, and they were talking about how you would spread your urine all around on the food that you were growing and how wonderful it was going to be. You know, we'll keep our poop real nearby, too, because that'll be a good thing. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous, the crap these people come up with.
The same as having a composter and things like that in your house. Those are germ volcanoes. It's the same thing as having a reusable grocery bag as opposed to plastic disposable ones. That reusable bag eventually becomes this major colony of bacteria.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
a lot of the things, they're promoting this sort of pre-industrial society as this romantic view of the good old days, back before the Industrial Revolution, which, of course, is completely ahistorical. People who really know the history of what life was like in the Middle Ages for the great masses of the population, these were not the good old days.
No, hardly. Hardly. All you have to do is look at some of the movies made, what's that English troupe, and some of the movies that they made, and I'm thinking of one where they're going around the streets saying, bring out your dead, bring out your dead.
Monty everybody's... Python.
Yeah, exactly. Monty Python. Everyone's succumbing to the plagues that were pervading throughout Europe. Please, listen, on this note, William, hold that thought.
Black plague killed a third of Europe.
Yes, exactly. Hold on. We're going to break, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is William Kay. Don't go away.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. Listen, I want to say hello to all of the stations out there that carry the programming and, of course, to all of the people listening in the Dallas area on the station that is now carrying all of the programming, KHFX 1140 AM. Hello, everybody down there. And thank you to all of the firefighters in Texas who are trying to fight these fires. And a special thank you to the ones who said to the federal government, pound salt, we're going to keep fighting anyway. So listen, don't listen to these schmucks who want to sell you down the river, because that's exactly what they're doing by telling you that you can't fight the fire because they didn't authorize it. Please, 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 America, start using a little common sense. And as my buddy William Taylor Ryle always says, all we need to do is just say, no, we're not going to go along with your plan to enslave us. So my guest this morning is William Kay, and he has a website entitled Ecofascism, and that is ecofascism.com, and he has a lot of well-researched, very, very illuminating articles on his website. So I suggest all of you who are listening, please go there, check them out, because lots of interesting stuff on there. You were saying something when we went to break, and I had to unfortunately interrupt you, William, because you know what? We got to commercials pay for the bills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So did you want to finish making your point before what you were saying?
I want to make a new point.
Okay, you can do that. I allow that stuff.
Okay, this is the hardest thing, I think, for people to grasp right now, and there's much confusion in the language. And it's easy to juggle two tennis balls, but it's more difficult to juggle three. Now, what we're dealing with is three primary political ideologies. One of them is a mainstream Democratic Republican ideology that favors the free market economy. To the left of that, you get sort of socialist and communist groups. To the right of that, you get various fascist and environmentalist groups. There is a great tendency across the entire English-speaking world to mingle these up. And a lot of people view the environmental movement as a leftist movement. In fact, it is a part of the radical right movement, and it always has been. The left in America and across the English-speaking world is pretty much dead. It's pretty much dormant. There's these sort of radical fringe groups, various communist parties, socialist parties. You know, they do not represent 1% of the population.
Are you defining left as liberals, William? Because I would disagree.
No, that's the big mistake. Liberalism is traditionally meant free enterprise. Liberalism traditionally meant a small state. You know, the Libertarian Party is not an advocate of statism and things like that. There's a priceless quote that came out in the early 1930s from the U.S. presidential Republican candidate. And he mentioned that it was at that time that the Roosevelt Democrats started to call themselves the liberals. And ever since then, we've been calling this very statist movement. You know, from East Coast oligarchy, people who do not believe in democracy, who really don't believe in republicanism. They started calling themselves liberals. And what the Republican candidate Dewey said, well, this is the greatest act of linguistic alchemy I've ever seen. These people are not liberals. In my book, I do a review of the dear departed Michael Creighton. He wrote the book State of Fear to criticize the environmental movement. And that's one of his quotes is that, you know, to call the environmental movement liberal is a cruel joke. This is a fascist movement. You know, liberals are sort of do your own thing, baby, minimize the role of government. That's traditionally what liberalism meant.
Well, I wouldn't call it. I wouldn't equate liberals with the left. I wouldn't equate liberal ideology with leftists who are promoting communism. I wouldn't equate that at all.
Well, and certainly do not equate liberalism with environmentalism. Environmentalism is an extremely statist ideology. Fascism has always been an extremely statist ideology. They have never believed in capitalism. They believe in something called corporatism.
Yeah, exactly. But don't you think you go far enough right, you end up on the left?
No, I do not. I believe these are three separate solitudes. And there's a real danger in confusing these. You know, the fascist movement, you know, is... the environmental movement is a very powerful, very well-funded movement. It's an expression of some of the wealthiest families in America and most of the wealthiest families in Europe.
Okay, so but don't you think that their goal is to enact communism? Their goal is total control, a combination of, if you look at communitarianism, it would be a little bit of a capitalism involved with fascism, corporatism, communism, all of them wrapped up into one big ugly green blanket that they control, so taking a little bit from each one?
No, they are anti-communist. They definitely want to see some form of dictatorship. They definitely want to usurp, you know, the broader population. But it's a mistake to confuse these people. Like the actual communist movement, you know, the working class radicals in the urban areas, that movement's dissipated and dead. The other movement, the fascist movement, are masters that, you know, reconfiguring themselves and masquerading their ideology. They are very much alive, and they are at the gates right now pushing towards power. Yeah, both from the point of view of the free market Republican perspective, these other two ideologies do seem similar because they're both rather statist, and both of them are anti-capitalist. But like I say, it's difficult for people to juggle three tennis balls at a time. There's three separate ideologies here. The fascist movement has a specific legacy. It was never vanquished after 1945.
Well, communism is alive and well as well, too. I mean, all of those things are alive and well. They're not dead. The only thing that really died was liberalism. Burn the bra. That whole crap is really what died, leaving people alone and letting them do their own thing. But all this other crap is still alive and well and masquerading, wearing a variety of masks, wouldn't you say?
Well, liberal, you know, small L liberalism, you know, free enterprise, Republican democracy, that is not dead either. All three of those are in existence right now. The main struggle is between those, you know, sort of the mainstream stream or the pro-business element within the Republican Party. The main struggle, the main competitors right now is that constituency against the environmental movement. And the environmental movement revolves around these old oligarchic big money families, the European aristocracy, those people.
What about the Democrats? What about the Democrats and their involvement with public-private partnerships and corporatism and fascism? They're promoting the same thing.
The Rockefeller family. Those are the people who are behind the environment.
Well, we know who are behind them, but whether it's the Democrats or the GOP, they're both pushing the same agenda.
Correct, correct. The environmental movement, one of the main dilemmas within the environmental movement has always been, should we run our own party? Should we run a green party? Or should we work behind the scenes and lobby the major party? And they've never been able to really sort that out within the environmental movement. And you will recall, when Al Gore ran for president, he lost partially because Ralph Nader and the Green Party contested him.
Hang on, William, because we got to go to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We will be back, so don't go away.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. 800-313-9443 is the number to call in. Listen, everybody, if you are interested in advertising on a network that redistributes the truth, then I suggest you get in contact with Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Listen, if you got a small business or a service, a lot of people listen to this network, so I suggest you put your money where your mouth is and actually do something beneficial to yourself with it. and advertise on this network, because I got news for you. If you don't stand up for freedom, now you're going to lose it. It's as simple as that. It is as simple as that. My guest this morning is William Kay. His website is ecofascism.com. He has a lot of well-written, well-researched articles on there. Please go check it out. You were talking about Al Gore and the Green Party contesting him when we went to break, William, so please finish the thought.
One of the main schisms within the eco-fascist movement has been those who wanted to run independent green parties in the hope of capturing the state outright, and those that wanted to continue a practice of lobbying all the mainstream parties. And that is why you get the phenomenon where you get all these different parties, and they all sort of sound like green parties. That is what the bulk of the leadership within the environmental movement like that strategy, and they've always questioned the strategy of running an independent green party, because that gets the other parties to turn against you. But anyways, they've never been able to resolve that problem, and they tend to sort of shoot themselves in the foot on certain occasions. Certainly with Al Gore, he may well have become president, and believe me, we would be living in a different world had he done that. But the Green Party actually ran against him in that election and undermined him. So that's one of the
living in a living.
Movement.
Wait a second, William. Living in a different world in what way? Other than they would have been advancing their agenda more quickly, because it wouldn't be any
people
different.
People like you would be in concentration camps by now.
Yeah. Exactly. The only difference, I'm not a promoter of either party. To me, it doesn't make any difference whether someone calls themselves a fascist or a Democrat or a communist or a Republican, because they're all working together to push this agenda. So to me, the labels they want to give themselves or the labels I give them are irrelevant, because the end game is the same no matter which person is pushing that agenda. The end game is the same.
No, I think there actually are differences between these parties. I think you have to give the microscope another twist. You know, there are actually differences. If you're standing from a great distance away, the similarities might overwhelm the appearance of differences. But no, certainly someone like Governor Perry, even someone like George W. Bush, is not an Obama. I mean, if you look at the rap.
Well, not their history, who they've associated with all their lives. No, he's not Obama. But their game plan, what they're shooting for, the goalpost is the same. How they're going to get there, the methods they use and the rhetoric they use may be different, but the goalpost is the same. They're both playing on the same side. It's them against us. They're on the same team. They just wear different uniforms.
There's a lot of truth there. You know, it's certainly frustrating for me, you know, because you see these, you know, so almost every political party sort of appeases the environmental movement. Every political party is heavily infiltrated by these groups. No one wants to go after the big green wolf, but there are sort of subtle differences. There's some that are be far more aggressive in imposing the agenda than others. I guess these are subtle differences. But this is a part of the environmental movement strategy of working on the main parties as well, you know, and not running as a political party themselves. But that's a schism within the movement that they've never fully resolved. If you look at Germany, the Green Party there, you know, I'm giving it a few years before you actually see a green chancellor. And I do not know what that's going to look like. The environmental movement is far stronger in Central Europe than it is in the English-speaking world. And that corresponds to the history of fascism. Fascism was always far stronger in Europe than it ever was in America. You know, Germany was the ninth country in Europe to go fascist. There were already eight fascist dictatorships in Europe before Germany went fascist. It was a movement that spread right across Europe. And whereas it appeared on the surface to be this ultra-nationalist movement, it was actually an international movement. There were fascist political parties in over 40 different countries. In 1941, from the gates of Moscow to the White Cliffs of Dover, every country in Europe had a fascist dictatorship. That's only 1941. That isn't some, you know, past millennia. It was, at that time, the most successful political movement in history. And it was never vanquished. It was never completely extinguished. It slowly reemerged from the rubble of 1945, and regrouped and restructured itself. And what we're now looking at as the environmental movement or the green movement is this very movement again.
Sure.
There's a specific contiguous legacy. Joe Kennedy was a fascist. Look at the Kennedy family now. You know, okay. Hardcore Greens, every one of them. Greens
yeah.
of the Guild.
Yeah, yeah, they're hypocrites. They don't want anything off of, what, the coast of Massachusetts. They're, what is it, Kennebunkport? Or what the hell is the name of their compound? But, no, they don't want any windmills off their coastline, but it's okay.
Cape Cod, I think. Yeah, I know. You find that all over. I mean,
they're
jet setters. You know, all the major green billionaires, they're jet setters. They live in vast mansions. You know, it's not they who are going to cut back.
Of course,
you know, it's the great unwashed mob who are going to have to cut back.
Yeah, really.
It's not
right?
an agenda. You know, if you tell to this element, to the real aristocratic element, if you said, well, you know, hey, your policies are going to impoverish people. Your policies are going to cause, you know, low wages and things like that. They would say, if they were honest, they would say, yeah, that's the point. That's what they're trying to do.
Exactly.
They think labor costs are far too high. They like seeing high unemployment. They want a world where almost all of the mainstream population's income goes to rent. That's their vision of a good world.
With 85% less of us on this planet as well. Killing off a few billion is a good idea as far as they're concerned.
That doesn't bother you. If you told them, well, they've shown this, that there's been study that if the entire planet switched to organic agriculture, 5 billion people would starve to death. Like if we got rid of all pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, you know, got rid of all of that nasty industrial agriculture, there would be mass famine. But there's certainly an element, certainly within the European aristocracy. You know, Prince Philip, who's been the de facto king of England for over 50 years now.
Hang on, William, because we got to go to break again. It's a quick break, everybody. 2 minutes, we'll be right back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My name is Maggie Rodden. My guest this morning is William Kay. Don't go away.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call in today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do so, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I will have a link to my guest website up on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. And he is William Kay, and he has a website entitled EchoFascism.com. lots of good information on his website, lots of well-researched articles. You know, one of the listeners who actually is in British Columbia, William, had sent me an email while we were on the quick break talking about Carol Quigley. Did you ever read his book, Tragedy and Hope, and in it where he says there is no difference between the parties, just the illusion of a difference? Are you there?
I'm there. But you.
Oh, okay.
I sort of partly agree that, you know, one of my things, you know, that we have a choice of which Green Party to vote for. There are subtle differences between the parties. The tragedy is now that increasingly they're all buying in, they're all capitulating to the Green agenda. You can overstate the case. They're not entirely identical. I'm in the province of Alberta. Certainly, we have a Conservative administration here that has gone halfway down the road towards implementing the Green agenda, and they have appeased that movement, and they've given that movement hundreds of millions of dollars, and they have allowed that movement to impose all sorts of regulations. But there still is waiting in the wing, far greener party. That's just a fact, and I especially have slight nuances. You know, that this is a very radical movement. Things could get a lot worse. So you can
they are going to get a lot worse if we don't stop them, William. They are going to get a lot worse.
Their goal is hegemony. They've been pressing for this for some time. These people have a very long-range mentality. They're very patient people, and they've, you know, been getting one victory after another. It's back and forth, and the closer you look at the environmental movement, you recognize there are factions within it, there are fissures within it, and they struggle amongst themselves. They've got their own strategic dilemmas that they are trying to do. But certainly the goal is a form of hegemony. It's a replacement of capitalism with a highly regulated, slow-growth economy. They're very much in support of the landed interests, which brings me to a point. Okay. This is very important to understand, and it's kind of complex. Story. Maggie, do you know what, in terms of the labor movement, the word scab refers to?
Yeah.
It's when you have a picket line, and some, you know, the workers are on strike, and some of the workers decide that they want to keep working. And they try to cross the picket line, and the other workers, you know, throw rocks at them and whatever, and they call that person a scab. You got the concept?
I already know what it is, William. Yes, I do.
I'm
intimately familiar with unions, having been in them, fought in front of the Labor Relations Board, and who would be part of the bargaining unit. I understand the concept of scabs.
Well, that was just a metaphor. Within the land-owning constituency, what you have are some people who own vast amounts of land, and they want to impose highly restrictive land use policies. And they view people who want to use their land for whatever purpose, they view them the same way that the labor movement views a scab. If the people who own a great deal of land are trying to impose a solidarity upon all the landowners, you know, there are people who own square miles of New York City.
Yeah,
the Duke of Westminster owns 300 acres of downtown London. He owns over 1,000 buildings. This is the Duke of Westminster in London. These guys have already got vast vacancy rates. What they do not want to see is a whole bunch of new land thrown upon the market.
Hang on, William. Hang on. We have to go to a quick break. William, you can hold that thought. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Don't go away.